7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little money, and them a plan to cheat and oppress the poor. So them have a little money, but when them thing goes another way. Oh, when them thing goes another way. Oh, did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there because of capitalist greed. Revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and these things. Cause when them and tingle the people way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead. Oh, when them sing and tingle the people way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead. These countries want to stay on top, so they'll find any way for them to run people life. But a small price to be paid. They think they're red feeling, no one can touch them. Them have the next thing coming. Cause when them think them thing goes the people way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead. Oh, when them think them thing goes another way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead.
Yeah, man, Strictly Roots and Culture, me a play all night and all day. Greetings, sisters and brothers of the human family, sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, Christian ambassador for, servant of and to the Rastafari movement, kingdom of God, queendom of goddess in heaven, right here, right now on this earth, kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way of peace through obedience to the Most High. Thinkaboutit.org, Mind of God program, recording date, September the 22nd, 2013. This whole session, from the first section to this, the eighth section, we have been constructing a mentality to understand what we are to do as poor working class masses of the oppressed proletariat, men, women, boys, and girls of this earth. We can no longer continue to hate one another, to kill one another, to destroy one another. We can no longer listen to the serpent in the negative, to the subtle, the most subtle of the beasts, to the wicked ruling class and ruling families who control your government, control your Senate, control your Congress, control your multinational corporations, control your Wall Street and your banking system and your banking institutions, control your government, financial, educational, and religious institutions, feeding us subtle language, feeding us language that is subtle. You can't hardly hear what the real intent is. You can't hardly hear what the real motive is. We have to study politics, study the system, study how they have implanted their thoughts in our brains. My minister Farrakhan was speaking about how they are able to control our minds, I believe he said, through food. Through the food and the water, causing us to think we are creating a thought that is our own, but it is not our own. It is from the wicked ruling class and ruling families. So what are we to do? Study, think, study alternative news, alternative venues, study from Your World News with Solomon Commission, study from World Crisis Radio, Webster Tarpley, study from Eric Dreitzer, stopimperialism.org, study Global Research Chosarovsky.ca with Mikhail Chosarovsky. Study Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam, NOI.org. Study Omali Yeshitela of African People's Socialist Party, UhuruRadio.com. Study from various radio programs from the Pacifica Network, KPFA in Berkeley, KPFK in Los Angeles, WBAI in New York. Pray for them. They're in trouble. I pray they can continue. And so, what are we to do, sisters and brothers? Listen to Peter. Peter is telling us that Noah and the flood is symbolism, symbolizing a baptism in Jesus Christ. Let's try to break this down real quickly. Which sometime were disobedient. We are they who were disobedient, not to allow oneself to be persuaded. That's what disobedient means. Apatheo. Apatheo in the Greek language, 544, Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. To refuse or withhold belief. To refuse belief and obedience, not to comply with. So we're talking about a state of mind that is absolutely disobedient to the Most High Yahweh, which is defined as existing. And so we're talking about this system and how the system is death, hell, and destruction, and the Most High is giving, multiplying, expanding, giving, multiplying, expanding, birthing, creating. And so we have been solicited into being disobedient to giving, multiplying, expanding, creating, falling for a system that contracts, that takes from, that constricts, cutting off. So we were disobedient when once the long-suffering of God, the word long-suffering is defined as patience, perseverance. So here we are, all this time, falling for the system, falling for the system. And Yahweh is patient. And this word is a feminine noun, macrothumia, 3115. And so that sacred feminine aspect of Yahweh, being patient with us. Remember, Yahweh begets, that's father, and conceives, that's mother. So this patient, long-suffering, feminine attribute, sacred feminine of God. 2316 is theos, means God and goddess, means God and goddess. So the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother, under the name theos from the Greek language, waited in the days of Noah. And the word waited, 1551, to look for, to expect, to wait, to receive, to accept. So the Most High is looking for us to come to ourselves. The Most High is waiting and expecting. The Most High is waiting on us to receive us, to accept us, to honor the original covenant that we made with the Creator, creatures, and creation to stand up for life and not death. Says in the days of Noah. And the word Noah is rest, resting place, while the ark, the word ark, 2787, a wooden chest or box, Ark of the Covenant in the Temple of Jerusalem, the vessel built in the form of an ark. So that chest, that so-called ship that was built by Noah is replicated by the Ark of the Covenant, which held the contract or covenant seen in the Old Testament Pentateuch, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, the Old Testament scripture, which holds the covenant, holds the promise of the Most High to be the defender of life And we are to be the defender of life, and we are to be Noah and Sabbath and rest and a resting place to give rest to the earth, rest to the universe, rest to the human family, because we are the army of the Most High that have been raised up to become the teacher of peace, the teacher of Jerusalem, the people of Jerusalem, the wife of Christ, that people that are commissioned to give birth to life, give birth to peace, and to absolutely go after peace and defend peace and extract wickedness and devilment out of our consciousness and out of this earth. It says the ark was a preparing. The word preparing, furnish, equip, prepare, make ready, builders, to construct. And remember in Hebrews that Christ petitioned the Most High to prepare a body for Christ to come into, to stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. And I declare this day of September the 22nd, 2013, that your body, your physical structure, is the absolute physical structure that was prepared time immemorial for the Christ Spirit to come into, to stand up and become Noah, become Sabbath, become Jesus Christ, become Christ in the flesh. That flesh is the body, the ark, prepared for such a mission of truth, justice, and righteousness. And this body is absolutely, the definition here, preparing, kata, skuezo, 2680 Greek side, also means adorning and equipping with all things necessary. So if someone is telling you that you are nothing and nobody, if you have a mother and a father that does not understand what we are teaching and is teaching you as a child that you are nothing and nobody, know that that is a lie, a fictitious narrative. You are the ark. You are the ark of the covenant. You are the ark that is prepared to give rest, to give rest to the human family and rest to the earth and rest to the universe and rest to creation. You are the Noah. You are the Sabbath. You and I, we are the army of life and existing, and we are commissioned to get up and stand up. It says, wherein a few, that is eight souls, were saved. And the number eight in the African understanding is the number of new beginning. We are to make a new beginning and bring in the kingdom of God, kingdom of God that's in heaven, truth, justice, and righteousness, freedom, justice, and equality here and now on this earth. We are the eight, only symbolic, symbolic of a new beginning. We are the eight. We are the new beginning. Souls here. 5590 psyche. This is where you get psychology and psyche. Suke, breath, breath of life, vital force. So we are the breath of life. We are the vital force. We are to use our souls, our feelings, our desires and affections for the benefit of the Most High and the benefit of creation. And let me try to move. Eight souls were saved by water. 1295, D.A. Sozo, Greek side, to preserve through danger, to bring safely through, to cure. Cure one who is sick, bring him through. We, the human family, are sick with the mentality of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. So this water represents a baptism. We, in Africa, after studying for 40 years how to be a god and a goddess on this earth, after we graduated that study, we were baptized to symbolize that the old life of death, hell, and destruction is gone. And we are raised to new life, to stand up and commit works of life, and to be the cure for the sickness of the human family, and to bring our sisters and brothers through a dangerous time. Is it not dangerous today? Warfare, bloodshed, all over. You can't go to the park, danger. You can't go to the mall, danger. You can't join the military because it's danger. You join a drug cartel, danger. You join a gang, danger. You just walk in the street, danger. This is a dangerous time, but we have been commissioned to be they who will be the instrument to save the souls of our sisters and brothers and be the cure for the sickness, the cure for the disease, and bring us through a dangerous time. Verse 21, the like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us. This is a baptism we're talking about. And the word baptism is immersion and submersion. You can be immersed and submersed in that which is evil, or immersed and submersed in that which is righteous. And so we want to be baptized in righteousness. Now, baptized. Okay, it says the like figure. So when it says the like figure, he's saying, okay, you have the Noah story, but the like figure is this baptism that we're talking about. The Noah narrative is symbolic of this baptism. And like means to be formed after some pattern, resembling another. So he's saying, when you see, and it says something in the Messianic times, which answers to the type, as baptism corresponds to the deluge. And deluge means flood. Let me make sure. Deluge, yeah, flood. All right, so what he's saying is, you see the flood, you heard the Noah story, but that is symbolic of something. Even baptism doth also now save us. This baptism that we're talking about saves us. It's the word save, to save, to keep safe, sound, rescue from danger or destruction, to save a suffering one. Are we not suffering under this wicked system? We need salvation, to save a suffering one, save from disease, to make well, to heal, to restore to health. We want to know, how do we do it? How do we restore ourselves to health? Don't depend on the wicked ruling class. Don't depend on the politicians, Republicans and Democrats. Come together, take power. Come together, share with each other spirit, mind, body, and soul. Watch this now. He said, the baptism doth now save us. And then he says, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh. Putting away. To put away. Let's see. Let me try to hit filth right quick. To put away. The word filth is dirty. All right. And then of the flesh. The word flesh has to do with your body, your nature, the animal nature. All right, so he says, okay, you have the understanding of ceasing to do evil. Stop doing wrong. But the other scripture says something to the effect of, you cleaned the house, but you didn't put anything in the house. So Satan came back with more wicked devils and dirtied the house again. So it's not just enough to put away wickedness and to clean your house. You have to do something after that. When you look at colonialism, when you look at the anti-colonialism movement, when you look at Africa and Central and South America and Asia, and look at how colonialism, it appeared, we swept colonialism out of Africa. But we didn't go back to Africa civilization, Africa college, Africa knowledge and wisdom, and then create, after cleaning up Africa, cleaning up Asia, Central, and South America, cleaning up the places that were suffering from colonialism. We didn't go back and then, on top of the clean reality, create on top of that the system of the kingdom of God and kingdom of God that's in heaven, freedom, justice, and equality. So what happened? France came back. Britain, Germany came back. They all came back, but they used black bodies to come back. So they came back and came back worse. And you see that Africa and Asia and Central and South America is worse. So he says here, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but answer of a good conscience toward God. The word answer, inquire, inquiry, question, demand, seeking, craving, and intense desire. So we are inquiring. We're communing with the Most High. We're communing with Yahweh, Theos, Elohim. We are inquiring. What was some of the other definitions? Earnestly seeking. We're seeking. We didn't just put away wickedness. We're seeking the Most High. We're seeking the principles of life and existing for all. We're craving with an intense desire. Life and existing. We want to know the Most High through the whole of creation and each other. The answer of a good, the word good, has to do with a good constitution, a good nature. So we put away the animal nature, and now we are changing our nature to a good nature, a pleasant and agreeable, excellent, upright, honorable nature. That's what the word nature means in the Greek language here. Toward has to do, come on, computer. The word toward has to do with direction and among, into and unto. So we're in God, among God, inside of God, among the gods and the goddesses, in the gods and the goddesses. We are gods and goddesses, seeing each other as gods and goddesses, and among each other and with each other. We are seeking good consciousness toward each other. Let me see now. Did I hit conscience? Yeah, good conscience had to do, okay, conscience, consciousness of anything, the soul of anything. The soul can be morally good or morally bad, but we're looking at morally good. So we're to shun evil and then put on good. So we put away filthiness, but now, and that word was a feminine word, conscience, and the word conscience, look at it, con and science. So with the science of life, the science of existing, we put on this good consciousness, the good God nature. It says by the resurrection. And the word resurrection is raising and rising, rising from the dead. And the most honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that Christ must rise from a dead people, a people dead spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. And so the Christ power and spirit that is within us, that is ourselves in human flesh, must be raised, must be animated. So we are they who are resurrecting. And the word, it says the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And the word Jesus, the African Hebrew is Yahushua, and it means health, wealth, and prosperity. Why? Because the masses of the people have been denied health, denied wealth, and prosperity. They're arguing over so-called Obamacare, want to shut the government down, and so put the defunding of the Obama healthcare system on the budget to destroy people. But we say that health care is a human right and should be absolutely free for all. Now, let me, with that in my brain, we had our dear brother, Ramsey Clark. Yahushua means health, wealth, and prosperity. Yahushua means deliverance and liberty. The people, the masses, need to be delivered. The Syrian poor working class masses of the people need to be delivered from these wicked Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, who are CIA created, sent by America, Britain, and Israel to bust up Syria and make Israel the prominent ruler in that region, in that territory, on behalf of the wicked house of Rothschild and Oppenheimers. So, Ramsey Clark, Cynthia McKinney, who else went? They went to Syria. Let me see. Dedan Kamati, who is the host of Freedom Now on KPFK, Los Angeles. He's also a member of the African, All African People's Revolutionary Party. Also, Johnny Aki of the Arab Americans for Syria in Los Angeles. And others went, John Parker and Sarah Flounders. And when you, if you go to KPFK, Los Angeles, September the 21st, 2013, hear this report given by Dedan Kamati and given by Sarah Flounders and given by, I believe, John Parker about what they found when they accompanied Cynthia McKinney and Ramsey Clark to Syria. This was on behalf of the International Action Center, headed by Ramsey Clark. Beautiful Caucasian brother, I love him. These people have the mind of Yahushua. They, even if they are not able to articulate this reality, they have been baptized in the mind of Christ, Yahushua Christus. They have the mind of health, wealth, and prosperity, and liberty, and deliverance of the masses of the people. And they went to Syria to see for themselves. They saw that Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, backed by America, Britain, Israel, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Qatar, were the ones who perpetrated the chemical warfare, chemical weapons, and were the ones who kidnapped Christian babies, Christian boys, killed these Christian boys, Alawites, I believe they are, were, and then lied and said they were the victims of chemical warfare by the Assad government. They, Ramsey Clark and his company, are warning all of us. Yahushua means warning. Warning all of us, do not support this escalation of war in Syria. They talked about how they didn't see Dedan Kamati. Talked about how he didn't see poverty in Syria. How, let me see now, only 9% of the Syrian people live below the poverty line. But in Saudi Arabia, 60% oil wealthy, oil rich Saudi Arabia, but CIA runs Saudi Arabia. Don't believe what they say, that they support Islam. No, Saudi Arabia, Fort Royal Family, CIA runs Saudi Arabia. And so they talked about how women have rights in Syria. Women are respected. And the Grand Mufti is not only considering himself the leader in Islam. He says, no, he wants to look out after the rights of Muslims, Christians, whoever, and atheists. So we're looking at a man, the Grand Mufti in Syria, who is baptized in the mind of Christ, the mind of Yahushua. And this is what we must do. Baptize ourselves in health, wealth, and prosperity, deliverance, liberty to the masses of the poor working class peoples of the earth, and warning of the vengeance of the Most High on the wicked ruling class and ruling families, and ourselves if we continue to follow after such wicked system. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah, Haile Selassie people.